The Tanya for the 23rd of Nisan, the day after Pesach, Yisrachat Pesach, is in Perek Mem Aleph, chapter 41, on page 116, or on the bottom number, page 216. The Alter Rebbe just finished saying that concerning the oneness, the bond between the Jewish neshama, the individual neshama, and God, there can be no doubt that here there is a total devotion of heart and soul and a total avoidance and resistance to any separation, to anything that might cause a severance between this neshama and God. Because every Jew, by the very nature of his creation, of his condition, loves God, and that love does not permit him to be separated from God, and demands and urges a closeness and a cleaving to God, even to the point of Mesiras Nefesh, of giving up his life. Therefore, this capacity, this talent that the Jew has for Mesiras Nefesh, which is the expression of the love that he has for God, is something that doesn't wait and express itself on some occasion, but every time that a Jew does a mitzvah or studies Torah, he expresses or should express this Mesiras Nefesh. And that is the meaning of the statement we say in the morning when we refer to the neshama and we say that God breathed it into us and God will take it from us. That is a motive, that is a reminder that life is not made up of this physical world, and that the physical existence is not the essence of a Jew. What is true about the Jew is that his neshama returns to God in the end, and therefore even before the end comes, the Jew knows that it is his thing and it is his nature to return his soul to God, so that in the act of the bracha, in the saying of the bracha, he hands his neshama back to God, and this is an expression of Mesiras Nefesh. And now, about a third of the page down, on page 116, the line begins with the word Kamoi. V'hinei b'hachon nozu shel Mesiras Nefesh l'Hashem. Now it is with this introduction, with this hachon of Mesiras Nefesh, of giving away the soul to God, yaschil birchas hashachar, one should begin the brachas of the morning, Baruch Atah, speaking to God directly and handing the neshama back to him. That is the hachana for the brachas in the morning. The chain b'hachana zu, and with the same hachana, with the same preparation, yaschil lil mechir kavua miyad achar atvila. He begins to study a set shir, which comes after the davening, and the hachana for the learning is, again, this Mesiras Nefesh. V'chein b'emtza hayayim, the same is also in the course of the day. Kedim sheyatzchel lilmeid, before he sits down to learn to whatever other shiurim he has, tzricha hachana zu lepochis. He needs to make at least this preparation. K'neida, as is known, she'ikir ha'achonu l'shmo la'akev hu b'tchilas ha'limud b'beinani. Although he's making this preparation only before the davening, before the learning, and not during, but as is known, that the main hachona that is necessary is the hachona that comes before the learning in the beinani. And we see this also in halacha, u'kamei, as we find the get, the sefer Torah, in the writing of a get, of the divorce bill, and of the writing of a sefer Torah. What do they have in common? Shetzrichim lishma. They both have to be written for their purpose, for their sake. In other words, the get has to be written as a get for the particular couple who are getting divorced. You can't write extra copies of a get in advance. And also a Sefer Torah has to be written for the sake of being a Sefer Torah. You can't write it just to practice your Hebrew. And there, being written for itself, for its sake, is necessary, and you can't do otherwise. And yet, the Dayei, it is sufficient, Sheyema B'tchilas HaKsiva, for the scribe to say, at the beginning of the writing, when he begins to write, Hazeini Kesev L'Shem Kedusha Sefer Torah, that I am writing this for the sake and the purpose of a holy Sefer Torah. Oy L'Shmeyu L'Shmo, or he says at the beginning of the writing of the get, I am writing this for Mr. So-and-so to give to his wife so-and-so. And that is sufficient. He doesn't have to be thinking and having this kavana all the way through the writing. But when a person is learning, he's studying many hours consecutively, it is proper and necessary that he rethink this hachana, he rethink this intention in the learning at least once an hour, at the beginning of each hour. Because with each hour of the day, every hour there is a new combination of godly attributes that flow to the world to give life to the lower worlds. And that life and godliness that was flowing to the world the hour before, the hour earlier, chayzedes lemekayma, returns to its mekayza, returns to its source, b'sei dratze v'shu, sh'b'sefer yitzira. As the Sefer Yetzirah describes the idea, the notion of Ratzi Veshuv, that everything that comes from God and comes down into this world eventually returns and so on. So the godliness that was in the world an hour ago, that gave life to the world in the last hour, returns to its source, and a new godliness, a new combination of divine attributes, flows into the world for the next hour. And then, when this godliness of the past hour returns back to its source, it brings with it, im kol ha-teiro ma'isim tevim shalatachteinim, all the teiro that was studied and all the good deeds that were performed in the lower worlds. Ki b'chol shal, because every hour, shelet tziruf achem miyud beis tziruf eshem avaya baruch, every hour of the day is controlled by a different combination of the 12 combinations of God's name, which is spelled Yud Kei Vav Kei. The Yud Bei Shoyes Hayim, the Tziruf Eishem Adnai Belailo Kaneida, and the 12 hours of the day are controlled and ruled by the 12 combinations of the name Adnai Aleph Dalet, Nun and a Yud, that control the 12 hours of the night, as is known to those who know Kabbalah. So because each hour is a different combination of godly light, of godly chayes, of godly energy, therefore, each hour is a new experience, a new reality, and it's necessary that for each hour, he should remind himself of his purpose in the study and have again the kavana of Mesiras Nefesh, of giving back his neshama to God through the words of Torah and through the words of the davening. All this kavan of mesiras nefesh, giving his neshama back to God through Torah and davening, in so doing, he elevates the divine spark which is in the neshama back to its source. This kavana should be zak kidei la'aseis nachas ruach lefanav yisbarech. It should be exclusively with the intention and for the purpose of bringing pleasure and nachas ruach to God. Kemoshul simchas hamelech, as for example, the pleasure that a king would have, the joy that a king would have, bevei elav b'nei yechidei, when his only son returns to him, b'tzeisei min hashivya, when he is released from captivity, ubeiso asurim kenal, or from imprisonment, as mentioned before. The great joy of a prince who returns to his father, the king. And that is the intention that a person should have in giving his neshama back to God, not the satisfaction that brings the neshama, but rather a total mesiras nefesh. He's giving away even that satisfaction. He's doing it only to bring pleasure and nachas ruach to God. V'hine kavono zuhi amites b'emes l'amite l'gamri. This kavono can be genuine and completely sincere in every Jewish heart, in every Jewish soul, b'chol eis u'v'chol shah, at any time. You don't have to become a big Talmud Chacham. You don't have to become a big tzaddik. But at any time in a person, in a Jew's life, he is capable of having this kavana and having it be genuine and sincere. And that comes me'ava hativis. It comes from the natural love shehi yirushalonu me'aviseinu, which we inherit from our ancestors, from the patriarchs. Only in order to bring this out, in order to reveal this talent that every Jew has, we need to set aside times to contemplate God's greatness, lahasig, to chilur rechim usichliim, in order to attain love and fear that comes from our comprehension of godliness, v'kula hai v'ula, etc. And hopefully, through all of this effort, we may succeed. And as has been stated earlier. So the effort itself to bring about this love and fear through contemplating God's greatness, the effort itself is also a virtue. The effort itself is also a service. And that too is sincere. And with all of this, hopefully, the Jew might even acquire, might even attain an actual love and fear born out of the knowledge of God. In the Hayyim game of today, of Yisrachag, of Pesach, and the eighth day of the Emer, the Rebbe writes that we know that Achen Shel Pesach, there is a Gili of Mashiach. As he said in the day before, that the Sudas Mashiach is on Achen Shel Pesach, because on Achen Shel Pesach, some element of Mashiach is revealed. And this is relevant to all Jews. The meaning of it is that Pesach is the medalig. Pesach is a Pesach means skipping over, jumping from a lower level to a much higher level, a radical growth rather than a gradual growth. That's the idea of Pesach. And Pesach is also Leil Shmuzim. It is a guarded night where unholiness can't enter. And in general, on Pesach we feel free. We feel a freedom from the limitations and the restrictions of the world. But afterwards, we fall back into worldly things. This, then, is that element of Mashiach that is revealed in Achen Shel Pesach, the strength that we have to go back into the world and be able to fulfill the mission and the service in the world without being intimidated by it, but by affecting the world instead. That's the element of Mashiach, because the idea of Mashiach is to elevate the world and bring into the world the holiness and the Shechina and the Dira B'Tachtonim, where the lower world becomes the dwelling place, the main dwelling place for God.